Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to call this the Baby Boomer edition of MediConnect, the Senior Zone. Joe's got a lot of stuff. I got my new T-shirt, MediConnect, Bridging the Healthcare Gap. You'll be seeing it all over my social media pages in the next couple of days. Because, folks, when you're a bachelor, anytime you get something new, that's what you have to wear, okay? But listen, I want all of you out there that are close to 65 or turning 65, you have any questions about Medicare. You're a baby boomer 50 years ago, you know, man touching down on the moon, you know, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. We were 12, 13, 14 years of age. So here it is 50 years later, and now, you know, we're trying to take that next step into our senior life, and we want to get Medicare. We want to get the best possible health care, and this is what they do. So if you're 65, going to be 65, and you have any questions about Medicare, now is the time for you to call. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Their number is 888-818-MEDI. 6334 888 818-6334 MediConnectInsurance.com. So close to 65, celebrating the moon landing, we baby boomers, this is your day to get all of your questions answered. Now, come on, you remember that day. Did you ever think we'd be talking 65 in Medicare when we were back then as young kids?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I never even dreamt that I was going to get to this part.
Yeah.
Not even close, no. Hey, Rob, thanks for having us here. Hey, good morning to everybody. I wanted to talk a little bit about how great I appreciate, or Medicare, I mean, sorry, MediConnect appreciates the support everybody's giving us and the communities welcoming us to the various events. It's been fantastic.
You're everywhere.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And it's great. The way it's exploded, oh, I think it's great.
You're a people person. You like meeting people.
Oh, I do. And that's the corny thing is I'm one of those guys that everybody thinks, wow, look how angry he looks. I start a lot of my group meetings with, this is my normal look on my face. I am not upset. So, but no, I love to meet with people. But I wanted to talk a little bit about where we are in the community, if I can, for the next couple weeks and what's going on. So actually, this coming week, we are going to be, we've added two more events for the Turning 65 groups. And what we've done is we've incorporated two of the events are going to be at our office. We have a conference room there, and two of them are going to be out in the community. So on July 24th, we're going to be at our MediConnect office. That's at 6 o'clock p.m. That's on Bilmar Drive in Pittsburgh. We have on the July 24th, also the second time, we're going to have two shows the same day.
Nice.
We're going to be in Cooper Siegel Community Library at Fox Chapel. We're also on the 25th, Panera Bread on Clareton Boulevard out on Pleasant Hills. And on July 27th, which is a Saturday, Rob, we're going to do a Saturday event at our office as well. That's going to be at 11 o'clock a.m. Please call at 888-818-6334. You can reserve your seat and get that taken care of for you because we look forward to meeting with you. Thank you. Couple other things. The events that we do with the community, with Allegheny County Parks Group, there's nothing coming up until August. So we'll be promoting that a little bit later on in the next upcoming shows. One of the other things I like about it is we have a newsletter that we put out, an electronic newsletter. And one of the benefits about being a client or associated with us even through the show is you get the opportunity at least to see what's coming up. Our events are put on there. But if there's any relevant, pertinent news, we get it out as quickly as possible to everybody.
You excited about your whole thing that is MediConnect and how you're helping people? And, you know, when you think about it, you know, kind of tying into being a baby boomer and the historic date that is today, looking back at that moon landing 50 years ago, no one even was thinking about this. And a lot of this stuff was in its infancy. Healthcare was a whole lot more simpler back then. People weren't paying these exorbitant copays. You didn't have to navigate all of this stuff. So technology has come a long way, but so has the paperwork, especially when it comes to Medicare. And people need help no matter who you are. Even an Ivy Leaguer would need help with some of this stuff. So it really has been very difficult. And it's incredible what you guys are able to do to help the aging baby boomer base, which is growing by leaps and bounds every day.
Oh, I do. When I did this on my own as an independent agent, long, it feels like eons ago.
Right.
When I did this, I enjoyed actually going in and meeting with people and just helping them because they really didn't understand. And what I like best about this now is that we're doing it on such a larger scale now. We're able to help so many more people. Even people that come into the office, we had a gentleman come into our office last week and he's been an avid listener. He said, Joe, I listen to you guys all the time. But he came in, he said, I'm just not sure about if these options make sense to me. We sat down. His employer plan was phenomenal, which worked really great for him. And that's exactly what we told him. He said, you know what? This is what this is going to do. If you go this direction, it's going to cost you this. We think you're better off staying where you are.
Let me ask you this, and it's funny sure. You should bring that up, because there are a lot of people that continue to work after 65 because of health care.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that actually like their job and they hang on to their health care, so they work past 65 and they can, you know, wait to get this, but they can also have a huge savings, plus their employer gets to save because they're not on that part of the payroll anymore either. But if you do it the right way with MediConnect, follow me here. If I do it the right way with you and go through all of this stuff, can you in many cases get people as good as coverage they had while they were working, or maybe even better coverage?
Yeah, we can, because it's a negotiated cost what they do with everybody when a group plan does it. And a lot of times what they have and what they've put into is great, but sometimes what's offered out there in the independent world is as good as. So it does make sense sometimes. And I've sat down with people, and one of them was, I sat down with a husband and wife, this had to be 7 years ago. And the husband and wife sat at the table and they had their 40-ish year old son there. And the husband sat back, crossed his arms, crossed his legs and sat there and just looked at me and I went, uh-oh, this is gonna be good. But he said to me, he said, I don't even know why you're here. And I said, well, here you go. This is what we're able to do. You send me some backup reply card. I wanted to go over what you have.
Right.
And by the end of the meeting, he said, I have the best coverage out there. He said, you can't beat that. I said, oh, that sounds awesome. I said, could you talk to me a little bit about what you have?
Yeah, the best coverage.
Right. And it was kind of funny. But I was able
to. How many times have you heard that?
Oh, my gosh. But what I was able to do is save them close to $6,000 a year. Based where they were.
This is something, and we got to get to a break, but this is something Brian talks about all the time, which I don't think people realize. That's, for me, $6,000 is a lot of money.
It is a lot.
You know, and it could really give people some breathing room, maybe even actually go on a vacation, do something with their life, you know? So what you guys do are helping people in more ways than I think anybody knows. Listen, get on the phone, give us a call, and we're kind of paying tribute to you baby boomers today, the historic date, of course, 50 years ago. Man on the moon, we were all young, looking into the future. Now the future is here. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? And they're there to, ready to help you, bridging the healthcare gap. MediConnect, the senior zone, on the air now. You can reach them at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, or call us, 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Joe Randazzo, Rob Pratt, back in a moment. MediConnect, Senior Zone, KDK Radio. All right, again, 65, soon to be 65. Questions, enrollment period will be here before you know it. This is the show. Call us, MediConnect, Senior Zone. Anything on your mind, all of our lines are open. Immediate access to Joe Randazzo, 866-391-1020. Contact them at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Now Joe's going to talk about some ancillary products that you need to know about, and we'll kind of put it all together for you folks, and we'd love to hear from you as well. So Joe, go right ahead.
So Rob, what we did is in the last six, seven episodes, we've done we've completed a Medicare series, basically explaining all the aspects about the different parts of Medicare and Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement programs, how they work, how it interacts with you. And sometimes a lot of it had to do with cost, because a lot of it has to do with your bottom line, right? So by doing that, one of the things that we needed to bring in, to bring to light, was the ancillary products. The way to protect the thing that you've spent your lifetime building, right? You guys, everybody spent all this time putting money away for retirement, that all of a sudden something goes wrong, a little oops happens, and then a lot of that money disappears because you didn't select the correct plans. You didn't select the correct coverages, and you didn't get a chance to talk to us. But what I want to do is go over that a little bit. So what happens is there's more of a comprehensive way of taking care of this. And what I'm going to talk about mostly is, I feel very confident when I say this, that it probably affected most of the people listening to us today in one way or another. How many people have gone to the doctors for, I guess, a pain in their elbow and end up getting an overview? The doctor checks everything and says, oh, by the way, so sorry, the elbow is really not the big issue. Now we found this. And it's...
All right, give me something else to worry about.
Yeah, and it's like, not even that. Now it's a major issue because you didn't plan on this. It's like, uh-oh, that's one issue. And it's, sadly, that's what happens quite frequently. The other issue could be is that you get the phone call that your mom, your parent, or somebody has been taken into the hospital. And then all of a sudden, now you got to, like, all right, I got to figure out exactly what's going on with her insurance. And I want to try to look at it as, how do you fix that? How do you answer the questions if you don't have the answer? You're going to spend a lot of time Googling and searching and searching. We can solve that problem for you a lot easier.
You're amazing. Let's just tell everybody again, pick up the phone, call them, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. We're going to go to Ed in Zillionopo. Ed, just stay with us. We got a couple more things we have to take care of here. We have other lines available if you want some free advice. You need help with this whole Medicare thing. Call us, 866-391-1020. What else?
Yeah, so one of the things we want to talk about is hospital admissions, right? So in general, how does that work? In the earliest that I could find in 2017, total admissions in the United States, 36.5 million people were admitted into the hospital in 2017.
How many? About
36.5 million were admitted.
Wow.
In Western Pennsylvania alone, just the counties in our side of the state, 391,000 people were admitted that same year of that group. Now, one of the things that what happens with that is there's different ways that people get admitted, right? You get admitted because you have a cardiac condition, you have a pulmonary condition, you know things are coming up with that. You're going to have to do something because a lot of these are planned. You know you're going to have to go in and get something done. There's also the unplanned things, the things that you go into the office and they find something else going on.
Right.
You have a car accident, you got to go get something taken care of. Or more importantly, how many times have you heard about somebody rolling the steps? Or a mom. My mom, what's funny, Rob, is she fell in a bathroom a long time ago when she was around and didn't tell me for 3 weeks that she had fallen. And I don't know if it's a pride thing or whatever, but so when we went to the doctors and I let him know what occurred, oh my gosh, I'm so glad there wasn't a wooden spoon or a broom within her arm's reach because I'd have been slammed with it because she didn't want anybody to know.
Pride.
Right, and it is. And the problem is, as a child of one of these people, you still want to take care of them, right? And even if you're married to that person that's fallen and they didn't tell you. So one of these things is the different insurances that help protect those added costs for things that are going to pop up. And that's one of the things we wanted to talk about. And it happens all the time. When you go into the hospital, a lot of times you think everything's covered. I'm good. I got insurance. Sadly, that's not the case. And you find that out when you get your bill.
Oh, don't you? Listen, I love the healthcare industry. I have some friends, many of them who work at all levels. But man, when you go to the doctors now or you go for any kind of checkup, when you see it come in the mail, You cringe.
Yeah.
It's a horrible feeling. It's a horrible feeling.
You just start looking at it. You're thinking, all right, what does this? Oh, are you serious? This is what I owe. And a lot of it depends on the plan you have, Rob.
Listen, I bless myself, cross my fingers before I open the envelope. I'm like, please, give me a break.
Oh, my gosh. And if you had selected a plan that covers all this stuff and all your bills, That would be phenomenal, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would have meant you made the perfect decision your first time out without talking to anybody.
There's a reason why we've got these phone callers on the line, and we want you to call them direct too. But if you have a question, give us a call, 866-391-1020. But when you get to that point in your life, look, I'm going to be 63 in January. Things that used to bother me before don't bother me because I realize how life can really hurt in a big way. So no matter what happens, I don't think you can hurt me any more than what I've been hurt, okay? But yeah. I know this. I want to make the right decision so when I get to 65, 66, I decide to maybe walk away, retire, whatever.
Right.
That I can go to the doctors freely knowing that, hey, I can go in saying, okay, thank you for your great medicine, and I don't have to wait for your bill in the mail.
Correct. And that a lot of that is and just taking the time to go through the
MediConnect Senior Zone, folks.
Yeah, to go through us. But it's taking the time to actually get that expert to go over it with you. Listen,
if you don't use MediConnect, shame on you. This is my opinion. If I'm 65, we're still hanging out, it's happening. It's done deal. Put me on the list. There's no way anybody should do this by themselves.
No,
because that time of your life, Joe, look. You said it earlier. We never thought our dads would die. We were talking off the air. They were supermen, right?
Yes.
Everybody dies. My mother used to say, even Napoleon's mother died. It's just life, right? I don't know what she came up with.
I don't know. That's good.
She always said it, though. So you want to have those few years to where you don't have to worry about such nonsense.
Right. And you know what? It is amazing. And a lot of times there's so many opportunities that you can look at and avenues that you go with these types of products that compensate for everything and then works in conjunction with.
Really? Is it? Tell me it's out there. So there is
a light. There is a way. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, Rob. Trust me.
There's not an oncoming freight train.
There is no. That's not the light that's coming.
Or it's like when I go to the doctor and I say, I move my elbow, it hurts. And he said, well, don't move your elbow anymore.
Yeah,
they can actually. I can actually. And listen, these people deserve to get paid. They're great at what they do. But if you paid your price for 40 years, I do believe in senior citizen discount. I do believe in the AARP card. I do believe in Social Security. I do believe in Medicare. You have to get something for your hard sweat equity. And that's why you need MediConnect to make the right decisions for you.
Right. And it's just taking the time to go through it. And if you were to select plans that have high deductibles, if you have co-pays, co-insurances, you have extended stays elsewhere because you're not able to just go straight home. You got to go somewhere else and stay there. All those costs add up. When we sit down and go over things with everybody, we give you that kind of a whole puzzle. We put the puzzle together for you. We basically say, here's your best case scenario. Here's your worst case scenario. In either way, you're still protected. All the money, then all the time, which sweat equity that you put into building that security blanket or the security fund that you have, that's where it makes sense. That's where it makes it worthwhile. That's what we enjoy.
All right, now listen, I don't want you folks to have that anxiety. I don't want you to have to go on blood pressure medicine because you're worrying about your medical bills coming, okay? I want you to enjoy post 65 and beyond. MediConnect can help you with that. Call them. They're there. Now, call them. Get some peace of mind. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. We're going to talk to Ed in Zillionople, Larry in Upper St. Clair. We'd love to hear from you. Joe's the expert. He'd love to talk to you. We don't want you worrying about this stuff. We want you to embrace this great gift that you're getting from the government in the way of healthcare and MediConnect. You don't pay them. They can get it done. It is a fact. It's a great service, and they're just a phone call away. 888-818-6334. All right, Beating the Heat and a lot of other home improvement coming up in just a little bit. True Value Home Improvement Show. Then Christmas in July coming up at 11 a.m. AAA Central Talking Travel. Open Talk at noon. Summer Splash Weiner Wellness Week begins today at the Weiner Wellness Center. We'll be talking about that and also weight loss today with Dr. Joseph Honigman. MediConnect Senior Zone. Joe Randazzo and I on the air now. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. We've made these wonderful people wait long enough. Let's get to some good news and help them out. Here's Ed in Zillionople. Ed, how you doing, buddy?
Good. You?
Excellent.
Hey, I'd like to ask your guest. I am blessed to be in a high-income individual late in life. And as he probably well knows, Medicare gets extremely expensive over certain income levels. I'm wondering if you could cancel it and buy private insurance and then at some later time, providing you live long enough, return to it?
So that's a great question.
We never had that question.
No, actually, I have had that kind of question, yeah. So, Ed, how that works is, I know you're aware of it, it's called an IRMA, Income-Related Monthly Adjusted Amount, and it's based on the previous 2 years of what you've done. And congratulations that you did very well for yourself. The issue being is all these Medicare programs that are out there require you to have Medicare Parts A and B. So the only thing that theoretically that you would be able to do is not start your B, which would incur that 10% penalty. And but that the problem with the 10% penalty, Ed, is it's permanent. That 10% that you would have owed is permanent. It goes away kind of sort of when you do.
But I'm thinking that'd be less than what they charge.
You know what, though? With the way people are living today, you're banking on not living that long, right? And you're going to roll the dice for that. I don't know. I got the people that are people tend to be living longer than this now because of the medical advancements.
But Medicare, even after you pay for it for 60 years, becomes an extremely expensive proposition.
Well, it does, but it doesn't. So your two, excuse me, Ed, real quick, I'm sorry. Your two-year look back that they do, that goes away after 2 years. The most you're going to pay is X for those 2 years, and then you're going to drop down to potentially, theoretically, you would drop down to the average unless you maintain that income moving forward, which I can see your point now if that is the case.
Hey, Ed, we appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Upper St. Clair and say hi to Larry. Larry, how you doing? Welcome to KDK Radio.
Not bad. How are you?
Good.
I have a question about the 10% penalty. I didn't take my B part until I was 69 years old because I was covered by my wife's, who is still, who retired on a buyout with the, and she was covered. Okay, I'm taking it, I took it at 69 years old, and I'm now paying the 10% penalty, and I'm 75 now. Do I have a recourse? Even though I had proof that I was insured from 65 to 69.
Actually, here's how that works. If you recovered from 65 through 69, and you said your wife, well, you were covered on her plan and she had a buyout, right? Now, was the buyout meant that she's no longer working actively employed?
Correct.
Okay, so the stipulation with that is the only way that you could not have incurred a penalty is if she was actively employed during that time.
Yes, that's the way it was explained to me. And that also that fine print 8-month kicker in there.
Yeah.
Apply to me.
That penalty is going to be there. And that was the only way to get around that is if somebody was actively employed. And the sad part about that, Larry, is that a lot of people, they feel that I'm covered, so I don't need it because they only see that one bit of print. They don't understand that there's a caveat to that. And that's one of the things that we go over when we do these meetings. So, no, I that penalty is there, and there's really no way to work around that.
Exactly. You're exactly right on that. In that respect, it should be explained to the people about this 8-month fine print penalty that you have to go on Plan B.
Right. So Larry, I apologize. When you go over this, that's what we urge people to do: is just sit down and talk to us. That's part of all of our presentations. We go over it in depth, so that you're not going to make this mistake or that mistake. We're trying to be proactive. That's what we love about this job, is we get a chance to maybe save people from stepping into that pothole.
Yep, well, I'm in it.
Larry, you know what? If you're interested, please feel free. Give a call to see if there's something that we can help you out with. That's 888-818-MEDI. Give us a call, and we'll see if we can work with you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, that's what they do at MediConnect Senior Zone. So if you have a question, and again, this is our baby boomer edition because of that moon landing, and many of you that were there on that day are right now in that time in your life where you need to be either getting ready to call or to call them. So if you have a question, anything, call us. Let's help put your mind at ease, 866-391-1020. So that's typical stuff.
No, it is. And what I wanted to do is I want to kind of go back to a little bit about the ancillary products that are Bob real quick. So when people get admitted, a lot of them have to do with sometimes if they have a situation or an illness they're dealing with. A lot of them, the top eight things are congestive heart failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which affected my father. And you have coronary arthrosclerosis, diabetes, infections, medication problems, pneumonia, and stroke. Those types of things, excuse me, you have the ability to have, that you know things are coming up. The doctor's already talked to you, and no, we're going to be doing this by this time. So that's going to have a hospital admission that goes along with it.
All right, 866-391-1020. We're getting more calls coming in. We're going to swing out to Squirrel Hill and say hi to Marianne in a moment. But go ahead, summarize just what you were talking about.
So what I wanted to kind of start going through is a little bit about the unplanned things. People that fall, one of the things that potentially drives people into the hospital, there's some alarming statistics that go with that, Rob. When an elderly person falls, when they go into the hospital from that, excuse me, when they go into that, because they fell and they go into the hospital, what ends up happening is that hospital stay typically ends up being twice as long. That's one of the issues. Another one is 2/3 of the people that fall actually fall in within the next 6 months again. And then when they fall again, a lot of times that ends up being a hip issue, and now it affects them the rest of their lives. Sorry about that. My little thing in my throat.
That's okay.
But what's more important about all this stuff is you can protect that with some of these ancillary products. And it gets the opportunity to go through that. There's indemnity products. And what they do is they protect that. They protect you going into the hospital, that out of pocket that we talked about, your anguish that you have when you open your envelope, Rob. You look at it and you're like, uh-oh. Well, now you're protected. One of the things to think about.
How many people don't go get checkups, or if they're having a problem, they try to gut it out at home because they're afraid of this? And that's no way anybody should live. Let's go to Marianne in Squirrel Hill for Joe Randazzo. Marianne, good morning. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning. Hi. Hey, I have a question. I'm going to be 66 in October, and I'm still working, and I plan to file for Social Security then because I can. And my question is this. Through my company, I have medical insurance, and I'm planning to, by maybe October, November, considering dropping down to maybe 2 to 3 days a week with the same company, but my medical benefits will go up, my copayment on that, because of the part-time status. Can I opt out of the company benefit medical coverage and then file for Part B, at the time I file for Social Security then?
Actually, you can. You're able to do that. And a lot of times that makes more sense when you do it.
It's cheaper. It's going to be cheaper.
Yeah, it will end up being cheaper. And how it actually works cheaper for all aspects of everything. So we've also worked with employers and explaining to them how they can save money on their bottom line too. But for you yourself, when you do that, when you drop down and you're aging in at that time and you get ready to start your Medicare Part B, you want to notify them a little ahead of time. But I would urge you to call with us so we can at least go through. Here's all your choices. Here's the opportunities that are presented to you. And this is where it will make the most sense. Okay?
Well, I wrote your number down. Yes, thank you.
Fantastic, Marianne. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Tell you what, let's get to Lillian and Ambridge before the break. Hey, Lillian, good morning. Welcome to KDK Radio, the Senior Zone. How are you?
Good morning. I can hardly hear you, but I wanted to make a statement with regard to when you sign up for the Part B for health insurance on Medicare.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
We're here.
Okay. That occurred to me in 2015 when I retired. I signed up for Part B, and in my January check, they took out double of what I was paying to begin with. And I then called Social Security and said, look, I'm not earning that salary anymore. I'm retired. And I'm only getting Social Security, and I don't want to pay this extra $104, whatever it was.
Right.
So I met with them, and they had been collecting that for almost a year. When I met with them, within 3 weeks, I got a check refund.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's
And I've heard this, you know, I've heard you talking about this before, someone right. talking about that. And I just want to let the people know that you can go to Social Security and say, hey, look, I'm not earning that money anymore.
Right. And it could have been also the other thing is that two-year look back that they do.
Yes.
That after, because you said you did it for a year, that year could have been within that two-year look back. And once you that year expired, it could have also gone back into where it would have covered that. So, but that's not the typical case, but that's fantastic for you. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you. That's all I just wanted to
say. Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hey, all right. There's what you call a very smart-thinking individual.
There you go.
I love it.
You got it. Squeaky wheel.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Joe. Great lot of response today. We love hearing from you. Feel free to give us a call. One more segment to go before we get back to Melinda. She, of course, with your local news. Melinda Roeder coming up at 10. Then the guys from True Value. Again, we'd love to hear from you. 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank. Instant access. KDKRadio.com. All right, we are back with Joe Randazzo. He, of course, from MediConnect. We would love to hear from you on the program. We have a couple of more calls we'll get to as soon as we can. Joe wants to take care of some other things that are very important about these ancillary issues, which are all good when it comes to what's happening with MediConnect. But let me give you their number, okay? Even when we're done at 10 o'clock, you can continue to call them, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Before we go back to the phones, go ahead, Joe.
Hey, I wanted to say one of the clients we have, in what we get what we like about it is when they call us, let us know, hey, this is how it helped us. Thank you for doing it. One of our clients had, I guess, was going to do the laundry and going down the steps and ended up tumbling the steps. And the sad part about that is, you know, what happens when you're older and this everything breaks easier. But she incurred 10 days in the hospital from that. On the plan she was on would have cost her $1,900 for those 10 days. That being said, she didn't have the money to pay for that. But luckily, the agent had gone through and put that person, talked to them about the indemnity product. And what it is it reimburses the money. So yeah, theoretically, she would have had to pay for it, but she also gets the check sent to her, so she would have had the ability to pay for it. And it depends on what you use that for. That money they're sending to you is your money. So when you set up these plans, you decide how long or how much you want to get reimbursed per day. And this ended up covering it for the young lady. So and taking care of it. Those types of stories are very, very heartwarming for us. We look forward to those.
That's what you guys do.
It is. And by talking about it, one of the other products that are out there is critical illness plans. What those do is if you get, that's a first diagnosis type thing. So you're at whatever age that you are, you get a plan together. If you get diagnosed with a specific situation or an illness, they will give you money for that. And that money is used to help offset some of the other costs.
All right, let's take this last call. Been a very busy day here at KDK Radio. They'll be back in 2 weeks in the 9 o'clock hour. Mike in Emlington, Pennsylvania. Welcome to KDK Radio. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, sir. Hey, I have a question about my wife and also maybe about myself. For myself, I am 69. I've been retired for a couple years now. I am a veteran, so I did not take Part D. Was that a mistake?
No, it's not. Actually, a while ago, the veterans prescription coverage, the Part D plan that they offered, was not considered credible. It is now considered credible. So you're okay doing that if you don't mind going that direction all the time.
Some of my prescriptions, I have to wait to the veteran. So could I pick up a Part D anytime afterwards now to get more immediate prescriptions?
Yeah, you can actually. So yeah, okay. You're able to now during the enrollment periods is usually when you're able to do that, unless you're eligible for what they call a special enrollment period. But what I urge you to do is just call the office. They'll walk you through it. It won't cost you anything on our end. And depending on the plan you pick, you'll end up paying the premium. Okay?
Okay. Do you have time for a Part B question here?
Sure.
My wife is 64. I'm encouraging her to take Medicare at 65. The Social Security office recommends she waits to 66 in 2 months. So is there any special pros or cons to wait? to 66 in 2 months.
What was the purpose for them wanting her to wait? Was it for the financial aspect to get a little bit more, or what was the reason for that?
Yes, sir. Just for the money wise.
That's why, yeah.
She could get another $100.
Right. So she's going to, so the trade off would be she works an extra, 14 months, and then she gets an extra $1,200 or $1,400 a year, correct?
But that's basically the pros right there. There's nothing else.
Yeah, I think that's all it is. It's not going to affect anything to do with the Part B itself. And as long as she's has some kind of active coverage, and that she's actively working, then, yeah, there won't incur any penalties at all for
okay,
that.
Okay, well, she does not work. I pay out of my pocket for her coverage.
Okay. So as long as you're paying for it and it's considered credible, then she will be fine. But what I do is I urge you to call into the office. When she's ready to start the process, we can at least work
okay,
with her on that.
Okay, can you repeat your number again?
Sure, it's 888-818- 6334 or MEDI. MEDI.
6334.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank
Michael,
you,
thank
man.
You for calling. I appreciate it.
You know, when you're able to help people, that's so satisfying. Listen, here's the number again, 888-818-MEDI. 888-818-6334. We've got about a minute and a half left.
Okay.
I want to give it all to you.
So what I'm going to urge everybody to look at is they've selected a plan, whether they've worked with an agent, they've worked with us, they've worked with basically on their own, or they just did a flow chart on their own on all the plans and made their selections. You typically have copays, and potentially you can have some serious copays along with that. What I urge you to do is take 5 minutes out of your time, set up a brief conversation with one of our agents. They'll walk through to see, first one, find out if you're eligible to add some of these ancillary products. And if you are, it does make sense. One of the gentlemen that I knew is younger. He got a cancer plan, and he had it for 8, 9, 10 years, got married. His wife and him were reviewing their benefits, and they kept thinking that it was, oh my gosh, maybe we'll just get rid of this plan. And they did. And lo and behold, he developed cancer after that. And sadly, they would have written him a check for $15,000. But he had already canceled it. And he was only paying $6 a month for it, $5 a month. That kind of stuff is what we want to make sure that everybody understands. There are consequences to the wrong decision. And sometimes it's not much you can get over on that.
You know, you just kind of just weigh the options, and you got to sit down and talk this thing through with people, you know, especially if you don't have that significant other to bounce this stuff off. Maybe you're a widow, divorced, never been married. It's very important that you have a sounding board, and that's what MediConnect Senior Zone, of course, we try to do for you every other Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Call them right now, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Here's the number again. 888-818-6334. Joe, always a pleasure.
Rob, it's fantastic. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. News, Melinda Roeder, and then the True Value Home Improvement Show as your Saturday continues. Rob Pratt Weekend, KDK Radio.